Our next story focuses on a higher-tech way to stay ahead of crime, but not too high-tech. We're talking about the use of social media by concerned citizens in Mexico. Apps like Twitter and Facebook have become useful tools against the drug war there, but they're also controversial, as Shannon Young explains.
Many city dwellers have the habit of checking the traffic report before getting in their cars to go somewhere. In northeastern Mexico, some people check their local Twitter hashtags to avoid scenes like this. This shootout in the border city of Matamoros was one of multiple attacks in four cities during one day in September in the state of Tamaulipas. Local media made no mention of the violence. Journalists in some areas are often under severe pressure from the drug cartels not to report the violence. Some government officials also prefer for the media to stay silent so as to avoid bad publicity. The recent gunfights and grenade attacks in Tamaulipas were, however, documented in real time on Twitter using city-specific hashtags.
La función que uno quiere que tenga el reporte es que...
This Tamaulipas resident, who asked to be identified only with his Twitter handle, Mr. Cruz Star, says the purpose behind these real-time reports is to minimize panic by providing information to residents about which parts of the city to avoid. He says timely alerts also allow people to notify relatives who may be on the streets to get out of harm's way. It's the kind of information Tamaulipas residents don't have access to via traditional outlets. Media in the northeastern border state is likely the most censored in all of Mexico. When the split between the Gulf Cartel and its former enforcement wing, Los Zetas, erupted in all-out street battles between rival bands in early 2010, authorities in Tamaulipas dismissed reports on social media sites as panic and collective psychosis. Mr. Cruz Star says when the government began to deny the situation on the ground, people started posting video, photo, and audio evidence online. That, he says, is when the local government began to acknowledge acts of violence. A similar situation exists in other parts of Mexico, like the Gulf Coast state of Veracruz. Gilberto Martinez Vera opened a Twitter account in May in order to keep up with security risk reports using the VerFollow hashtag, which covers the port city of Veracruz. He recalls signing in once on his phone after he came out of a movie theater with his family and hailed a taxi. When he saw news of a shooting as his taxi driver headed for the area, he asked the driver to change course. Martinez Vera and another social media user, Maria de Jesus Bravo Pagola, were arrested in late August for spreading unconfirmed information online about an attack on local schools. Both were charged with terrorism and sabotage.
When they took me before the judge and I saw the paper, it really scared me. I thought, my God, 30 years for 140 characters? That's not possible. It was just too severe, excessive, unfair.
The information they put on Twitter and Facebook, respectively, which turned out to be a rumor, reportedly caused more than 20 car crashes as parents rushed to pick up their kids from schools. Both of the so-called Twitter terrorists say they were only repeating information that had already circulated by phone and in the streets. As the pair sat in jail, Veracruz lawmakers modified the state's penal code to make spreading unverified information via social media a criminal offense.
Coincidimos en la necesidad de acotar aquellas que por diversos medios...
During the floor debate, State Representative Karime Aguilera spoke in favor of the bill, saying penalties are needed to punish those who damage society by causing alarm, panic, and the unnecessary movement of people and resources. False information spread online deemed to have caused a disturbance of the peace and provoked damage is now punishable in Veracruz with up to 4 years in jail and a fine equal to more than $4,000. The two Twitter users were released the same day state lawmakers passed the so-called anti-rumor law. At least two other Mexican states are reportedly considering similar legislation. While he no longer faces terrorism charges, Gilberto Martinez Vera says the new law is a restriction on free expression.
I recognize that it's wrong for someone to act with the intent to cause harm. That's not what we did at all. The Verfollow hashtag wouldn't even be necessary if the government would give information or alerts about which areas to avoid due to security issues. There are ways for them to let people know.
Hours after legislators passed the anti-rumor law, gunmen dumped 35 bodies of murder victims near an underpass in a commercial district of Veracruz during rush hour traffic. The news, along with photographic evidence, was first reported on Twitter by local residents using the Verfollow hashtag. While criminal violence, media silence, and possible legal penalties can make social media users in Mexico feel trapped in a catch-22, the situation does have an unexpected benefit. Tamaulipas blogger and Twitter user Mr. Cruz Star says the group experience of people looking after each other's safety has created a sense of civic awareness and community. It's a sense he hopes will one day be reflected, not just online, but in real life as well. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.
To get a better sense of how people are using social media to report the violence in Mexico, check out Shannon's online slideshow. It features pictures of some of the cars left behind after the shootouts, plus some prominent Twitter voices in this debate. That's all at theworld.org.